someplace really weird. The only thing I knew for sure was that I wasn't sure about anything anymore. I wasn't sure if I was actually awake and just thought I was dreaming, or if I was actually dreaming and just thought I was awake. I wasn't sure what was reality and what was fantasy. I was asleep, I think, when suddenly I heard voices. "Everyone stand back. Give her room to breathe," said a guy whose voice I didn't recognize.
"Do you think she's still alive?" asked a girl.
"I'm not sure. She looks kind of dead to me. See how dull and lifeless her skin is?" another guy replied. I was like, "Sorry, dude, unlike Mackenzie, I don't have a lifetime membership to You Pay, We Spray Tanning Salon." Note to self: always use blush and bronzing powder, because you never know when you'll wake up surrounded by a group of insensitive beauty critics who mistake you for dead.
"Very good point," another girl agreed. "She looks dead to me, too."
"Oh, well, she's lucky the fall killed her before the Wicked Witch of the West did," said the second guy.
"Hey, let's check her pockets for munchies," suggested a third guy.
"Good idea," the first guy exclaimed. "After all, dead people don't eat snacks, usually." Okay, this conversation was like way too weird. That's when I suddenly opened my eyes. I was completely surrounded by a group of blurry faces staring at me.
"Not so fast," I shouted. "I'm not dead yet."
The startled group gasped and cautiously backed away from me. Then they quietly whispered among themselves,
"She's not dead."
"Nope, not dead at all." I slowly sat up and looked around. I was on the floor in the gym, but I had no idea who these kids were. They were shorter than me, oddly dressed, and covered in what looked like, junk food? They had candy and popcorn stuck in their hair, chocolate and peanut butter smears on their clothing, and sticky hands and faces. Those kids' clothing was covered in more food stains than my new sweater. It was like I had single-handedly started a sloppy chic fashion craze.
"Well, dip my chip, she's alive after all," the first guy exclaimed as he gave me a warm smile.
"This is awkward. Please accept our sincerest apologies." "No problem," I muttered as I staggered to my feet, still slightly dizzy. "Oh, I don't feel so good."
"I know what will make you feel better," a small girl said shyly. "How about a lollipop?"
Actually, that sounded like a great idea. I hadn't eaten all day, and I was starving. The little girl pulled a sucker out of her dark, curly hair and offered it to me. At first glance, it looked like the candy was coated with powdered sugar. Yum! But upon closer inspection, I realized it was lint and dandruff, with a few stray hairs. Ew. I plastered a big smile across my face to keep from gagging.
"Gee, thanks, hun, but I just had lunch," I lied.
Then the entire group crowded around and stared at me as they munched loudly on their snacks.
"I'm Chip. Nice to meet you," the first guy finally said and extended his hand.
It was greasy and covered with crumbled potato chips, but I shook it anyway.
"Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm glad to meet you and all of, your friends."
"It's a miracle you actually survived that ordeal," Chip said with a mouthful of chips.
I quickly glanced around the gym and realized I didn't see anyone from my PE class. "Is my class already over? I've never seen any of you before. You must be sixth graders," I said.
What was going on?
I vaguely remembered Mackenzie slamming me in the face with a ball during a game of dodgeball, and me feeling faint and falling. Chloe and Zoe had totally panicked and screamed for help, and
Wait a minute. Where were Chloe and Zoe? Had they just left me lying there on the floor and rushed off to their next class? Clearly, none of these people were in my gym class. Heck, I didn't even recognize them as attending my school. I suddenly felt woozy due to another dizzy spell. Where was the ding-dang school nurse when you really needed her? And more important, where was my gym teacher? Maybe she could explain what was going on and give me a pass since I was obviously late for lunch and possibly even bio. As I slowly limped toward the gym door to leave, it felt like my entire face had been rearranged. I probably had two black eyes, a busted lip, a chipped tooth, and a broken nose. I was going straight to the office to call my parents to go home. Goodbye, and thank you for taking care of that evil witch for us. You're our hero, Chip cheered as the other students joined in. I stopped in my tracks and slowly turned around. What evil witch? And how exactly did I take care of her? I asked, trying desperately to remember what had happened. And, who are you guys? Well, we're Munchkins, and we attend Fairy Tale Land Middle School, along with all the other storybook characters. Mackenzie, the Wicked Witch of the West, always stole our munchies, Chip explained, until you came along. Munchkins? You're kidding me, I said, glancing around the room for hidden cameras. Okay, I'm being punked by Chloe and Zoe for some TV show or something, right? It's very possible, but I don't know any munchkins named Chloe or Zoe. Are they regals, renegades, or rogues? Huh? I blinked in confusion. I don't have any idea what you're talking. You know, the stuff we learned in Introduction to Storybook Family Genealogy, Chip said.
Regals are royalty, like kings, queens, princes, and princesses, said Lollipop Girl.
Renegades are the brave adventurers who hang out in the woods, said a guy munching on a slice of pizza.
And the rogues are magic users, like the witch, said a girl with a mouthful of cotton candy.
And the fairies, too. They're the caretakers of Fairy Tale Land, explained Chip. Us munchkins are renegades.
You guys can't be serious, I laughed nervously.
We're very serious. As a heart attack. Totally, the group answered solemnly.
My laughter grew a little more shrill and jittery. For some reason, this whole story sounded vaguely familiar. Then it hit me.
OMG! Maybe I was in the story of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Only these munchkins actually munched munchies? Or it was very possible that I'd gone completely insane.
No way, I gasped, as my laughter turned into a frantic sob. This can't be real. OMG, I got hit in the face with a ball by Mackenzie, and now I'm suffering from brain damage, I shrieked hysterically.
Lollipop Girl gave me a big hug.
Don't worry. That mean witch won't bother you anymore. He really gave her a licking, she giggled.
Yeah, Chip chimed in. You whipped her butt like mashed potatoes.
You totally creamed her, said a boy with a drippy ice cream cone. Just like this.
He demonstrated by greedily gobbling the entire thing in one bite and then belched loudly. I gaped in horror, imagining his scoop of chunky monkey ice cream as Mackenzie's head. Sure, I sort of hated that girl a little bit, but I'd never go cannibal and bite her head off. Although I was pretty sure her head was completely hollow.
Just saying. What exactly did I do to her? I asked nervously. I don't remember a thing.
Well, the witch was standing right here, bullying us and stealing our snacks, until you fell out of the sky and clobbered her, said Pizza Boy.
Okay, I did kind of remember the falling part, but nothing about a witch.
You were awesome,
Chip gushed. You landed right on top of her. We actually took pictures. Want to see them?
Sure, I answered.
He pulled some photos out of his jacket pocket. Here's a pic of the witch bullying us. Those wedgies were pretty brutal.
I couldn't believe my eyes. Mackenzie was dressed in a very fashionable witch outfit and torturing two munchkins with double wedgies.
Ouch!
Chip continued.
And here you are, valiantly coming to our rescue.
And then, pow! Chip shouted excitedly. You took her out and saved us munchkins.
OMG, it was true. I'd actually landed on the Wicked Witch of the West.
I would not have believed that any of this had happened if I had not seen the photos with my very own eyes.
And the final pic is of me and my friends getting even with the witch, Chip explained. As you can see, I'm really good at drawing mustaches.
OMG, that photo of her just lying there pushed me over the edge, and I totally lost it.
Oh no, I've killed Mackenzie, I wailed. It was totally an accident. OMG, she's dead. Where's her body?
Probably in the school nurse's office, Chip answered. She woke up right before you did.
She's not dead, just really ticked off.
Thank goodness. At least I didn't kill her, I muttered, feeling relieved. I was not a murderer. Woohoo!
Nope. You just ripped her skinny jeans, smeared her lip gloss, broke three fingernails, tore out five hair extensions, and knocked her out of her designer shoes, giggled Lollipop Girl.
For Mackenzie, suffering all of that public humiliation was probably worse than murder. That's when I noticed the cutest pair of platform sneakers lying right in the middle of the gym floor. The Wicked Witch of the West's super cute designer shoes. I had to admit, those platform sneakers were to die for. Anyway, the witch was really angry. She said she was going to hop on her broom and zoom off to the salon for an emergency appointment to get her hair and nails done right after she visited the school nurse, Chip explained.
You probably would have been better off accidentally killing her, because now she's probably going to try and kill you, a girl with a cupcake said sadly as she wiped away a tear.
Kill you dead. So sad. The munchkins murmured solemnly among themselves.
Just great. The last thing I need right now is a wicked witch hunting me down. I just want to go home, I whined.
Well, you could always ask the Good Witch of the North to help you, Lollipop Girl said. She's nice, friendly, and powerful.
I'm going to need all the help I can get. The Wicked Witch of the West sounds like a real drama queen, I said, starting to worry.
Suddenly, there was a flash of light, and everyone pointed toward the ceiling.
Look, there she is right now, Chip exclaimed.
Who?
The Wicked Witch, I gulped. She was the last person I wanted to see. It was definitely time for me to leave.
Where is a tornado when you really need one?